mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three. It's going to be absolutely jam-packed with the news and your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. And I got to get him back on sometime for a full hour. He's Dr. Peter Kuznick, and he is the director of Nuclear Studies Institute at American University in D.C., very prestigious, putting out a lot of powerful information. And, you know, what we've been talking about, and again, I've read this, I've seen this, I've talked to people who were involved in it, most of them dead now, but everybody knew the Japanese had really unconditionally surrendered. That's my view on it. I mean, okay, you could say they didn't want to give up their emperor. But notice that our government didn't want the emperor once they got in control. That was it. And they certainly didn't want the Soviets getting the country, and so they were ready for us to come in. Why they dropped the A-bombs, and it's here in the New Scientist, they've got a big report on it, to basically escalate a Cold War with the Russians for increased weapon sales. And even Eisenhower, again, gave speeches about this. Now, I was aware that he was against what happened there, though he was this, you know, supreme commander over in the Western Theater. I was not aware that he had specifically talked about it later. Can you tell us about that, Doctor?
Yeah, he spoke about it on a number of occasions. One, he talks about when Stimson came to brief him at Potsdam, and he says, I listened and I didn't volunteer anything because after all my war was over in Europe and it wasn't up to me, but I was getting more and more depressed just thinking about it. Then he asked for my opinion, so I told him I was against it on two counts. First, the Japanese were ready to surrender and it wasn't necessary to hit them with that awful thing. Second, I hated to see our country be the first to use such a weapon. Eisenhower actually told Stephen Ambrose, the historian, that he specifically went to confront Truman and Truman's closest advisors to tell him not to use the bomb, and he was again ignored on that front.
Well, let me just say this. For all his problems, these men aren't perfect, you know, going after the bonus marchers together, but Ike and MacArthur and others had been in combat. They'd been shot. MacArthur, what, 12 times? I mean, these were men, and real men don't get off on killing innocent children. And then you got the little bureaucrats thinking about how powerful they'll be and how it'll scare the Ruskies, and you know, just doing that, it shows the difference between these individuals. And in the last minute and a half here, Doctor, now we have DU being used in four countries, and of course here in the U.S., in proving grounds, all over the world. The Army's own handbooks say it's deadly poison as a heavy metal, not just radioactive, in the lungs. They're using that. They're talking about doing more nuclear tests here, the whole new generation of nuclear weapons. Why start a new arms race?
Well, the United States is actually undermining the entire nonproliferation regime, partly because of U.S. policy. We might be on the verge of nuclear anarchy. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported that 40 countries now have the technology to develop nuclear weapons in a very short period of time. And the United States is destabilizing the nonproliferation regime. The U.S. sabotaged the NPT review meetings at the United Nations in May.
Why is the elite doing this, Doctor?
Well, because we think that we're so unilateralist at this point that we don't really care about the rest of world opinion. We want preemptive strikes with the capability of using nuclear weapons. The thing about the Bush strategy is that he wants more usable nuclear weapons. The reason why they want the bunker busters and the mini nukes is because they think they're more usable.
Yeah, because they don't have as much fallout, which is poppycock.
So they have a lot of fallout, and some of them are actually much bigger than the Hiroshima bomb.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. Whenever you have one detonate, I'm no expert, not a physicist, but I know this, when one detonates at 0 meters, it has a much greater yield from combining with the strata.
Yes, exactly. And that's what they're planning to use.
Well, I know you're very busy. We got a 3-minute break. Do you want to spend a few more minutes on the other side to elaborate, or do you want to?
I'm actually teaching tonight, and then
I'll go
to Japan tomorrow. So
I understand.
Sign off.
We'll get you back on. Thank you, sir.
Hey,
folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, we just had a professor, a doctor, one of the top guys at American University, coming out and discussing an article he was quoted in, among other academics, about all the documents that have come out, specifically where they said, let's drop A-bombs on Japan, even though they've already won a surrender, so we can escalate a Cold War with the Russians, so you could have more weapon sales. And then it, of course, came out later, by the early 1950s, our government was giving, this is all admitted, bomb secrets to the Russians, and it's all been declassified that our government officially gave it to them, and then they barbecued the Rosenbergs, who were spies, for just being a very small part of it on the periphery. The globalists are masters of this, endangering all of us because, well, we can't just have it where we have the A-bombs and the hydrogen weapons. We can't just have it where we have it. I mean, then we won't be able to have an escalation of power. No, we got to. And then our whole economies get engineered into this military-industrial complex. And now Bush has these, quote, bunker busters that giggling neocons want to use. And, yeah, most of them are bigger than the A-bombs in their yield that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And when you shoot one of these plutonium-based weapons into the rock, it binds with the metal and the rock and everything and creates incredible radiation. And incredible dust clouds and fallout. They're not clean, but comparably they're clean when you detonate them at a half mile or a mile above the city. You also get bigger numbers of dead people, but it's just the heat flash and, you know, the thermal energy. But you start shooting them into mountains and into bunkers and into downtown areas. You know, it's going to blow up a couple, you know, 8 or 10 blocks, vaporize that, and then shower just super radioactive isotopes. You know, all the lead, all the mercury, all the steel. Oh, there's always cobalt in machinery and buildings. Every little bit of cobalt becomes the most nauseous radiation you can imagine. You come into contact with it, you are dead. And that's just from my research and all the physicists we've had on this broadcast. I mean, cobalt gets anywhere near that. Well, I think they call those dirty nukes. Forget the dirty bomb. You know, taking a bunch of nuclear material and just exploding it in a regular explosion to spread it out and radiate people. That's nothing. That's, you know, that's DU type stuff. It's bad, but it's nothing compared to that other stuff. But you start getting off into, well, they jacket warheads in different metals. And then their radiation bombs is what they are. But those are really nasty. Well, you start shooting them into ground zero, folks. You start shooting them into the sides of mountains. Those are the equivalent of jacketed warheads. And then you got big, and that's what they're going to build thousands of? I mean, who are they going to use these on? I say nuke them, I rave, kill them, Niobe, nuke them. Well, we got Paul Harvey, time to get the nukes out of their silos, time to nuke Saudi Arabia. Nukes, well, but he loves George Bush, so he doesn't tell you that James Baker defended the Saudis against the 9/11 victims when they thought it was the Saudis that sued, which it wasn't. I mean, they're toadies of the Bushes and have a lot of power, but they're nothing in the larger scheme of old money. But the point is, you know, nuke them, but then when you find out Bush is protecting them, well, that's all right, I like him, but let's still nuke them. It's all just talk. They're not going to nuke the precious Saudis. Oh, they might nuke Iran and Syria, who've done nothing to us. Nothing! What about the suicide bombers? That's a bunch of lies. In Syria and Iran, they're constantly arresting people who are militants, who do want to blow stuff up. And they put out newspaper reports. We are not violent against the U.S. We are not for terrorism. You are carrying out the terror, America. You are carrying out the terror, Israel. You know, here is a link in the Tehran Times to the Jerusalem Post admitting you carry out terror to blame it. Because, you know, it's true. And I'm not defending the corrupt mullahs, you know, over there in their palaces. But the point is, compared to our elite, these guys are as pure as the driven snow. And, you know, they want to create, you know, all these new hydrogen bombs to start hydrogen bunker busters. They're not bunker busters. They're mountain busters. And they turn the mountains into radioactive slag heaps. And, by the way, they are now saying they're going to do more testing with this stuff. And then they've come out and admitted 11,000 U.S. citizens died just from the nuclear test alone of the A-bombs. And they knew full well when they told our troops to sit a mile away from ground zero. I mean, fire would literally sweep over some of them, you know, in their ditches. Dust, they'd breathe it all. And they wondered, well, man, I got a tumor the size of a baseball 2 years later. By the way, it has come out in the news that they did a biopsy on John Wayne's lung, and it had uranium in it. Of course, you know, he was there for like 2 years on two different films, shooting two different movies, you know, and where they did the nuclear testing. I mean, just it's not good for you, folks. But he also smoked cigarettes. But the point is they did find uranium in his lungs, which I know is nutritious, and, you know, I'm evil for saying it's bad for you. All right, let's just go quickly to your calls, and I just got a whole passel of news. There's so much of it. Charles in Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the air, Charles. He's gone. All right, let him go. Oh, you there now, sir?
Oh, this ain't Charles. This is Steve from Indiana.
All right, we'll figure out the call someday. They play musical board ops on me, so. But go ahead, Steve in Indiana.
Okay. But Alex, I'd like to thank you for what you're doing. And I live right next to the former Jefferson Proving Ground.
Yes.
Where they fired over 15,000 tons of depleted uranium. Our town's within, you know, 5 miles from the impact area. And You know, I live in a small town where there's only 500 people. But it's like a supercell of cancer here now. You know anywhere where we can get any help?
Well, by supercell, they have these areas where they admit, you know, next to a chemical plant or next to these areas where, you know, you have thousands of times higher cancer. I'm not familiar with your town, so I don't know. But, I mean, so it's...
Well, we're not officially listed, you know, but, you know, about every other person in town has had some form of cancer.
And what do they do at the DU facility? Are they manufacturing? Are they are they storing?
No. This was an Army proving ground where they shot the rounds.
Oh, yeah. Your phone was cutting out when you said that. Yeah, the proving grounds, you're definitely in grave danger. I would move away from there so fast it'd make my head spin. Your head spin.
Yeah, well, they've closed it down now, but they...
That means nothing. That stuff has a 4.5 billion-year half-life.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, it isn't so much... I mean, it's not good for you. Just from the heavy metal effects, it's like a super heavy metal, you know, to have the, you know, the Sabo rounds and the rest of it, but they're all encased.
Yeah.
And normally, you know, even in the Vulcan guns and the 18 Warthogs, there's a thin layer of plastic over the tips of them. And that's done so you don't get contaminated. But no, when they're shooting old tanks up and having proving grounds and bombing grounds, that gets in the water, that gets in the air. There's 10 proving grounds in the U.S., and I guess you're near one of the big ones, and... Oh, yeah. Boy, that is really bad, sir.
Yes. Well, I was just wondering if you knew where we could get any kind of help or anything, but
well,
I sure appreciate what you're doing.
You know, you need to first educate the people of your town, and I would get the video we're offering that is Beyond Treason.
Okay.
And it's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Yes.
And I would get that video, and I think I think Joyce Riley, she's the producer of it, I think she'll probably... You need to call her. But, you know, we're selling it. You need to get authorization. I think she'd probably let you make copies of it there in the town. She might even come to the town and speak. But there are a lot of big groups out there exposing DU.
Yeah.
But if I was you, I would just get the Army's own manual from 92.
Okay.
Because that'll shut the neocon bootlickers up real fast. When you have the Army manual and the Army training videos, those are also available. You can get them from the Department of Defense. The clips are online. We've linked to them, where they admit how deadly it is. But it's the aerosolized DU. It's when it hits something, it turns into dust.
Right.
And it never goes away. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, 4.5 billion years is for good.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, Alex.
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's just the most deadly... You know, Dr. Rocky's described it. It's better described as a deadly poison. Okay, I mean, that's really what it is. It just never goes away. It never oxidizes. It never breaks down. It never gets absorbed and passed to the body. It just goes in your lungs and bones. And then it has the radiological effect. It's like saying, you know, breathing radiation from a hydrogen bomb going off is like grabbing a hold of a high-power tension line. Here's the analogy. DU is like having a low-voltage plug that just hurts. But if you sat there and held your finger on it for a month, it's going to mess you up. And then the New York Daily News did tests of the troops. This was 2 years ago, from the start of this war. People were getting sick. And they had upwards of 2 rems of radiation. And the New Scientist, those guys again, did a great job, did lung scans. You take a lung scan, it's clouded. I mean, it's full of DU. And these are all people who lived in barracks that were bombed or were in, you know, involved in battlefield situations or play around on tanks they bombed. And just the facts. And people are in such abject denial about it. You know, it's just not true. No, you're trying to undermine our troops by saying this. It's evil propaganda. You know, Rush Limbaugh says that. Folks, we told you forever aspartame was bad. Now it's admitted. It was always admitted. You know, mercury's deadly. They told you it wasn't bad for you. Now they claim they took it out. They didn't take it out of the vaccines. Stannous fluoride is deadly. I mean, we post these reports every day. And I know a lot of you out there who love Bill Clinton or love George Bush, can't read and write, and are about as ignorant as a, you know, bucket of maggots. But still, I mean, you need to get it through your fat heads. I know you associate your power with George Bush because he's retarded like you are. But you need to wake up and get smart and save you and your family. Be right back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, my heart goes out to the last caller living in a town by a proving ground where they use DU. You ought to just find the mindless idiots that think DU's good for you and have them buy your business from you and get out of there. I know quite a few morons around here that think DU's not bad for you. So, I'd say get in contact with them and sell them your business and get out of there. Look, if you live anywhere near the 10 proving grounds in the United States, get away from them. And I don't mean proving grounds where they're, missiling and bombing things with normal munitions. That's no problem. I'm talking about if it's one of the 10 DU proving grounds, you don't want to be anywhere near that. Plus, there's more radiation in the atmosphere than there was, you know, 50, 60 years ago. That's admitted. From the hundreds of tests we did, the hundreds the Russians did, the dozens the Chinese have done, the dozens the French and British have done. I don't know, the French did like 50-something. They still do them sometimes. The British did 40-something. The Russians did hundreds. We did hundreds. Above ground, I got this film called, what's it called? I bought it from History Channel. It's like the name of one of the proving grounds out of Nevada. And it just shows like where they fire like 50 missiles up into the upper atmosphere and detonate nukes. And it caused electromagnetic pulses and radios all over the world. And electronics blew up. And they just do it again. And that was back in the 60s. Here, let's just blow holes in space. In fact, they admitted they just shot them up into the edge of space and we're blowing holes in the ozone, blowing holes in... I mean, it's crazy. And now I saw a San Francisco Chronicle article last year where they just quietly announced, oh, the Air Force has developed antimatter bombs. These can destroy the whole planet, but it remains classified. Why would you build that? Who in their right mind would build an antimatter bomb? I mean, I know for the mindless idiots out there that just, I like big bombs, they make me feel powerful. It's people like you that the anti-gunners point at and then make fun of pro-gun people. I love guns. They're incredible instruments. They're beautiful. They're well-crafted. I love the marksmanship. And I love them because they're a symbol of my freedom. But the sickos that worship the gun because they're such cowardly wimps, they give guns a bad name. And you give weapons a bad name, period. All right, I'm going to shut up. There's callers waiting. Danny in Alabama, then Mike, Richard, many others. Go ahead, Danny.
Hello, Alex. First thing I'd like to do is commend you on your obvious passion behind your effort to wake people up. Unfortunately, it's discouraging that too many people have grown accustomed to hitting the snooze button when the wake-up call comes. One thing I'd like to ask you, that I want to confirm what I heard you say earlier was about the mercury testing and that the government said that they've taken the mercury out of these vaccines.
And that's not true.
I know it's not true, but what I would like to say is, now, I did a Google search. There are personal mercury test kits out there, and people can buy these. They're fairly cheap. People can buy them, and when they go for these vaccines and stuff, hey, I'll shoot a little bit in this test kit and then find out the amount of mercury that's in this stuff.
Well, there's an easier way to do it.
Oh, yeah?
The reason the AP last year picked up on it and said, contrary to the popular belief, it's not been removed, it's been increased. And we have that AP article in the vaccine section of PrisonPlanet.com. You demand to see the vaccine box and the insert and look for the word thimerosal.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've got so much family that are nurses and doctors and dentists and physicians, and my wife's family is almost entirely medical people. And believe me, the mercury is in all of it. See, you got the big manufacturers. What they did is, they made available in small lots non-mercury vaccines, but they don't even advertise it. The drug reps don't talk about it. You've got to specially order it.
Well, where can you find it?
You just have to order it. I mean, some vaccines are good and are needed, like tetanus. The problem is the UN's been caught adding the hormones to tetanus to sterilize people about 10 different times in the last 20 years. That's mainstream news. Also, the stuff they give your kids at free clinics like at Zilker Park today, come down, it's the law. No, it's not. It's so criminal. Yeah, that's criminal to say it's the law and it's not. The cops should be out there arresting those people, folks. But instead, come down and get your shot. And usually in these free clinics, it is old junk vaccine. That's even worse.
Yeah, well, that upsets me because I travel overseas. I work overseas, and they've hit me so many times for different vaccines for typhoid, yellow fever, and all this kind of stuff. I'm going to stop taking these.
Well, you got to be careful, as you know, if you're going to Africa. There's some stuff even worse than the mercury. But
I'm going to Africa, in fact, probably next week.
Stay there. I need to talk to you then. I need to tell you something. Stay there. I got a break. These brakes fire automatically. I'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
One, if you have a high level of mercury, a toxic level of mercury in your body, there are ways to detox. And I never even covered it last week, and this week it's come out. I'm sure it was all over the news that babies in the womb are like toxic waste dumps. The children, especially, they test their blood. They're just full of every chemical you can imagine. The environment is so toxic, is so bad. And look, we all live fast and got so much work to do, and the world's built to where we're not healthy and do bad things to ourselves. But at least eat organic foods, a few meals a day. Don't eat the fast food. Don't eat the bleached flour. Because the bleaching chemicals, admittedly, in that are more than anything what's causing all this, you know, escalation in diabetes. And because that chemical, actually, it's admitted, burns out the pancreas. So that's what's happening. And there's just so much, folks. I mean, plus, good organic food just tastes better. And good food that's cooked up tastes better. Just stop eating crap. I mean, for years, I just ate garbage because I was so busy. And it's been a slow process of getting off of all of this stuff, but I feel a lot better. And I only drink filtered water. Got Tammy Morrow coming up in just a second, but I mean, haven't had her on about 2 or 3 weeks. But this big report, you know, comes out. Most cities have Prozac and Ritalin in the water, or birth control hormones in the water. And the chlorine and stuff just kills the bacteria. You're drinking all those dead bacteria. I mean, it's crazy. But Danny in Alabama, you say you're going to Africa soon, huh?
Going to, well, I'm going to start out in Luanda, and they're going to move me on up to Malongo, up near Cabinda. It's in the oil business.
Well, you got to really worry about...
Marburg.
Yeah.
They've got Marburg out there now. They've given out a lot of notices to us on board ship for that.
But I would worry a lot more about just the mosquitoes and the malaria than Marburg.
Yeah, well, they've given us this stuff, new stuff they call larium. I mean, not larium, but what's the name of it? I don't even take it because I stay offshore most of the time. I'm very seldom at the beach, but I stay offshore and mosquitoes aren't out there as much. So I take my chances. Plus, I use good sense. You know, if I do walk outside at night in Anchorage, I wear long sleeves and stuff like that and only go outside if I have to. And I carry this mosquito repellent.
Boy, for those that don't know, I mean, it's like 90% of people that go end up getting malaria.
Yeah, I know quite a few of my friends that worked with me down in Brazil for a while. They went to Africa just one trip, and they ended up dying. There's about three or four of them died of malaria.
I know, and the drugs themselves are almost as bad as the malaria.
Yeah, on the box for larium, now, it states on the box, prolonged use of this will make you go blind. I mean, you're like, well, you know, you take a 50-50 chance of getting malaria or 100% chance of going blind.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Folks, this isn't a joke, and it's very, very serious. Debbie Morrow, I couldn't think of a better introductory call to you coming on. Did you see the big report last week about how toxic the average American is because of all the poisons in the water and the food, Debbie?
No, I did not hear the report, and I would love to read it, so I'm going to have to find out where I can read it because that will be good information.
Well, we posted it. We posted it. Sounds like somebody's playing ping pong in there. Who's
I
winning?
I dropped a Berkey Sport bottle.
Oh, really?
I was just getting a drink and dropped it.
Hey, that's no. I want some. Just having some fun with you, Debbie.
I know.
It's been a while since we had you on. You got to come on more often.
You know, and I'm so sorry because I love being on your show, and I do try and be on it more. But we've been really busy, which has been good. And sometimes I get busy working, and I don't.
Hey, I totally understand. Late. Folks seem to never get prepared until there's a bus bombing or something, and then that seems to scare them, and I better get my Berkey water filter because, you know, Al-Qaeda might nuke us next week because that rumor's out there, which I don't really put a lot of stock in, folks. I think the globalists at some point will pull something big like that. But, no, the war is here. The crisis is ongoing, and it's what's in the water. Debbie, and you guys have got made in America super high quality water filters.
That's correct, and that's the thing that I keep trying to explain to people is this isn't just a preparedness item. If you think you're buying it just for preparedness, then, you know, I really wish that you wouldn't think like that because Berkey is something you want to use every single day. Berkeys are for your health now.
Well,
not
Debbie,
for something in the future. We want to be healthy now, you know?
Well, Debbie, once you have been drinking real purified water for a month, I challenge people, try to go back to tap water. It tastes like kerosene.
It really does, and I'll tell you how I can give you my own experience on that. I have not drank my household water in years, and I forget what was going on the other day that I just, you know, turned on the tap. I was doing something, and I was thirsty, and so I just grabbed a glass and put some water in it and took a drink of it, and I was like, ew, yuck. It just tasted like dirt. And apparently Grapevine, where I live, is supposed to be the cleanest, best-tasting water in all of Texas. They win awards, and it tasted like a mouthful of dirt. It was so bad. And I could really, you know, and it reminded me how good our Berkey water really is and how we get so used to that good-tasting water.
Well, absolutely. And you guys are the big national distributor of the British Berkeys if folks want those, but you are the makers of the American Berkey. You have it in stainless steel and in the Lexan see-through.
Right.
And it is an improvement. Your black elements have been tested by major universities, and you have all that information. It cuts everything out to non-detectable levels. That means under an electron microscope, you can find nothing. This has set a new standard, and they're patriots, and it's all right here in America. What more do you need? Give Debbie a call. If you've already got a Big Berkey, get a spare. Give them as gifts. You know, every Christmas, I give a couple Berkeys as gifts. Debbie can attest to that. I call and buy them. In fact, a few times this year, I've already bought sports bottles as gifts. I bought some for my sister, who was going to some kind of school trip, New Guinea or something, and everybody in her group but her and her girlfriend got sick. Their water filters didn't work, or they didn't use their water filters, or they used theirs, and they didn't get sick. They didn't get diarrhea. They didn't get Montezuma's revenge. They didn't get anything because they had Big Berkey sports bottles. Now, that's the little $20 units. If you get five of them, that's $100. Normally about $35 in stores. But what? Real fast, Debbie, what are two of the big specials you're running right now?
Well, of course, we have the Berkey Light special where you get the Berkey Light without lights for $199 and you get a free sport bottle, or with lights for $259 and you get the choice of two sport bottles, or the auxiliary battery adapter in a sport bottle. And then we now have the stainless steel Berkeys available in four different sizes and with the black filters. It's the first time those have become available and not be a special order. And right now we're giving away some free sport bottles with them. We have a lot of people out there who've been waiting to get the stainless steel units.
Now, are you still offering that for $225?
No, that was the Royal Berkey with the two ceramic filters, and that is still available for people who want.
That is the best. I mean, that thing's normally $350, folks.
Right, and that'll be with two of the British.
Seriously, they've been sponsors for 5 years. Okay. I bought stuff from them 7 years ago, so understand, I've never heard deals this good, period.
Right. And
what's the other deal, Debbie?
Well, the main best thing is that now you can get the black filters in stainless steel, except for in California. Of course, California, you have to get the Lexan ones for you California listeners.
People always ask why that is, because they have weird rules.
It is. The state of California liked the Big Berkey stainless steel so much, they decided to classify it as an in-home water filter system, and when they did that, it put it in a category that had a whole bunch of rules and regulations, and it's just a bunch of craziness.
But, all because they certified it as really good.
Yeah. And so what we do is, you know, we have the beautiful Lexan Berkey that is available in California, and we're very more than happy to send those and anywhere. You know, I have the Lexan one, and I love it.
Yeah, I got one of those, and I got like three stainless.
Yeah.
Hey, Debbie, let me give folks the number.
Okay.
It's 1-888-803-4438. Give Debbie Morrow a call. 1-888-803-4438. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get those discounts. If the phone's busy, call back. If not, call right back and leave your name and number. She'll call you back, 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com and tell them in the comments section it's an Alex Jones special. Debbie, don't be a stranger. I love talking to you.
Oh, I love calling you, too, and I will be more diligent about getting in more often.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Now, I'm in a hurry now, folks. We're going to go to Mike and Michael and Russell, and Mike, we'll jam you in. I got a few other newscaps that I want to cover, but this is a very, very, very important article. Mineta testimony on Cheney and stand down, shoot down, censored. Mineta's Presidential Emergency Operations Center's testimony was also edited out of the 9/11 Commission video archive. When questioned about this, representatives at the National Archives stated that the video may have been lost because of a snafu. Following is a brief summary of the scrub video, along with links to recently obtained C-SPAN video. So they tried to scrub this. Mineta responds, two different places. Mineta responds to an opening question by Commissioner Hamilton about the events of the PEOC and the alleged shoot-down order. Now, he's in the room with him. He describes a conversation between Cheney and a young man. And then, so it's about 4 minutes long. It gets to it later in the clip. Stay with us. We'll hit a few other news items and take your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Very exciting audio, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to go ahead now. We're going to play the Cheney Mineta clip. We're going to play the testimony clip. Are we ready with that?
I wanted to focus just a moment on the Presidential Emergency Operating Center. You were there for a good part of the day. I think you were there with the Vice President. And we had that order given, I think it was by the President, that authorized the shooting down of commercial aircraft that were suspected to be controlled by terrorists. Were you there when that order was given?
No, I was not. I was made aware of it during the time that the airplane coming in to the Pentagon. There was a young man who would come in and say to the Vice President, the plane is 50 miles out. The plane is 30 miles out. And when it got down to the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the Vice President, do the orders still stand? And the Vice President turned and whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? Well, at the time, I didn't know what all that meant. And
the flight you're referring to is the
flight that came into the Pentagon.
Pentagon, yeah.
And so I was not aware that that discussion had already taken place. But in listening to the conversation between the young man and the Vice President, at the time, I didn't really recognize the significance of that. And then later I heard of the fact that the airplanes had been scrambled from Langley to come up to D.C. But those planes were still about 10 minutes away. And so then at the time we heard about the airplane that went into Pennsylvania, then I thought, oh my God, did we shoot it down? And then we had to, with the Vice President, go through the Pentagon to check that out.
Let me see if I understand. The plane that was headed toward the Pentagon and was some miles away, there was an order to shoot that plane down.
Well, I don't know that specifically. But I do know that the airplanes were scrambled from Langley or from Norfolk, the Norfolk area, and but I did not know about the order specifically, other than listening to that other conversation.
But there very clearly was an order to shoot commercial aircraft.
Subsequently, I found that out.
So, folks,
with respect to Flight 93, what type of information were you and the Vice President receiving about that flight?
The only information we had at that point was when it crashed.
I see. You didn't know beforehand about that airplane?
Did not.
And so there was no specific order there to shoot that plane down?
No, sir.
But there were military planes in the air in position to shoot down commercial aircraft.
That's right. The planes had been scrambled, I believe, from Otis at that point.
All right, folks. Now, why is this important? Because we know that he gave an order, which they say is classified under national security. And we know from witnesses, and this was in a command bunker under the White House with about 100 people in it, all in and around it, that, and then here is Mineta admitting it, that the staffer walks in and goes, does it still stand? And he says, yes, the order still stands. And we know that order was for the F-16s that were all around, that whole morning. I mean, they knew minute one. We know Dick Cheney also gave the order that the F-16s could only fly at, 320-something miles an hour, which is right above stall speed. You know, the things are meant to cruise at 1,400 miles an hour. But the planes stall at around 310 miles an hour, they're not coming in at an angle for a landing. So, there's your stand-down order. But the point is that this is cut off of the 9/11 Commission's website. C-SPAN, you couldn't get it. It was cut off. It was cut out of the 9/11 report. You know, they gave the text in their appendix website of everything Mineta said, but that was all removed. And I'm sorry it has that weird sound in the background. It's like a science fiction movie. Who would have ever thought that if you download video off the web and then play it on the radio, it has that weird electronic sound? But those are actually audio remnants or artifacts. It's a weird digital thing, so it makes that weird computer sound. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver disease since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerb.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerb.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
There's been some really big new developments with the London bombing and in more BBC reports where it was being put out that the transportation for London department and other departments were doing the drills. So a lot of new stuff there. I'm going to try to jam three calls in here at the end, but be sure and go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get those stories. Let's go ahead now and go to, I guess up next here is Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Your guess was half right. Part of the reason for the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was to inaugurate the Cold War. But the other reason, which was probably more significant, was to validate the United Nations. You remember Bernard Baruch played a very important role in all this. He was,
yeah, now we've got to have a global government to stop this. It was meant to scare the people of the world. It was terrorism.
Right. He was, of course, the agent of the Rothschild banking dynasty in this country, one of the agents of the Rothschilds in this nation. He played a fairly minor role in World War One. Well, I couldn't say it was minor, but he was the head of the War Production Board. Remember, after World War One,
yes.
he told men like Joe Kennedy that we've made you all millionaires, now we'll get the next war started and make you all billionaires. So making money was certainly part of the plan, but bigger part of the plan was to drop the bomb. And like an Old Testament prophet, he went before the United Nations and said, you can either have the blessings or the curses. You can have the blessings of the United Nations and have peace, or you can have the curse of the of imminent Holocaust by the atomic bomb waiting for you. You know, your choice.
No, it was to just launch a century of fear that we're now in the middle of, and it was just meant to create total control, and it was meant to energize world government. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so, you know, I remember this is a man who had his little parkside bench chats with Roosevelt and Truman, basically telling them what to do. He's the one who gave the instructions.
No, I agree with you. Very good. Write an article and send it to me, Mike.
So this has already been done by...
No, I know it has, but it's good to recap it. Thanks for the call. Richard in Louisiana. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Thank you. I love your show. Another reason Nagasaki and Hiroshima were picked was because out of all the Japanese cities, they were the
Christians.
Most predominantly Roman Catholic.
You know, it's funny. Those were Christian cities. Yeah, that's true.
Also, Iraq was the most predominantly Christian Arab country over there in the Middle East
right
now.
Well, it was the most industrialized and the most friendly, yeah.
So they're not only are they sending a message to the world that America was sending a message to the Russians, but also to the Pope. Let them know there's a new power in town, there's a new player on the block.
All right, thanks for the call, Richard. Very interesting. Russell, you're on the air from Texas. Go ahead, last caller.
Hey, Alex, man.
Hi.
Doing a good job on the videos, man, and your team is too. But I've got a point to mention that is addressing the topic that the older gentleman called in about the wristwatch thing, the dosimeter, and then on the other network that you and he called in on yesterday.
Yeah, he was basically saying that there wasn't radiation, so the DU isn't bad.
Right, well, there's a big distinction between the radiation field and the source it comes from, being the particulate or the dust or whatever. Just because if something passes through a radiation field, it doesn't now become its own source unless it has that particulate or contamination on it. So if this guy's Geiger counter, which is if it's calibrated to read depleted uranium, U-238, which it may not pick up anyway.
Well, that's another thing. They have to be calibrated for specific isotopes.
Right.
I know. You can't tell them that. I'm glad you mentioned that. I thought about that yesterday. I'm going to have nuclear physicists on and Rocky and well, he's a nuclear physicist. I'm going to have them all on, and you know, but I'm sure some toothless white trash, he knows more than we do. Anything else?
Oh, that's it, man. Just keep up the good work.
Thank you. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Berkey White.